Hey Pijuju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chumi, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook and all that.
Serious, what's the time now?
Wait, it's almost 1800 hours! I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Chumi from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, good evening. Good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Chumi. And the time is 7 minutes past the hour. It's actually 8 minutes past the hour, six. And we are here until 7 in the evening. And wherever you are finding yourself, we are greeting you, we are saying hi. And you know, we are progressing at an understandable pace. That is the 22nd of October 2025, 8 days to go to November. And that will be the beginning of our festive season. And from there, we look ahead, what do we have, and also what are those things that need to be done, particularly moving forward, because one question that you need to ask yourself is that, you know, you spend a lot of time planning about the future, but what is the future to you in terms of your definition? What's the future to you? The future to you, and it's actually scary that we spend more time planning about the future, but we never really see the future, because the future of yesterday is today. That's why it's always important to make sure that you make the most out of that day that you are going through. You make the most out of those minutes, because the future is here and it cannot be overemphasized. So, before we go to the conversation for today, looking at what is happening around the debate about mid-year budget review. The debate about mid-year budget review is ongoing. It's ongoing. That's why you see various parliamentarians and analysts are also busy analyzing to say, where are we really standing in terms of the economy? Are we progressing? Are we moving backward? What are some of the key priorities? And also, what is the progress looking at that sector? That's why you see parliamentarians like the likes of, put a speech here, especially from a young parliamentarian, Fenito Chavi. It's also indicating that although she is happy with the progress which is done in terms of, investment in education, particularly registration, and also tuition fees, there is still more to be done, especially looking at youth unemployment, and also to understand the relationship, particularly between graduates and also employment. That is why you have difficulty, especially when you complete university, when you complete a college. Institutions are saying we need 5 years experience, we need 15 years experience. How do you think I'm going to get 15 years experience if I spend 12 years of my years at primary and high school, then all these years at college? How where should I get that? That's why most of the people are stuck there. That's why entry level at any training institution, or entry level at any institution, either private sector, NGO or government, is necessary. It's not only an issue in Namibia, it's not only an issue in SADC, but especially with the developing world. Looking at Namibia, as a recent launch of Ministry of International Trade strategic plan, especially in terms of evaluation, just indicating that looking at that, it's also important to look at where are we standing as a country, particularly when it's coming to engaging in international affairs, because things have changed, because there used to be traditional diplomacy where it's only diplomats and high level government officials who conduct international relations. But with the change in global affairs, with the change, you also find stronger and also smaller business person institutions such as non-governmental organization become active and participant in conducting of international relations. But the fact of the matter remain, whatever we do outside must reflect on what we need at home, because if you have hunger, if you have challenges of energy, whatever we do when we go outside, we must discuss about that. And that's why, you know, we are always indicating to say we must, you know, develop the culture of reading. Make sure that we develop the culture of reading, because whatever document is going out there, either it's from private sector, it's from government, NGO, we must make sure that we know exactly what we are talking about, and also we know where the world is going. So yeah, in today's conversation, we'll be speaking on the importance of monitoring and evaluation. It's quite a very broader, but also a concept that is not understood by many. The importance of monitoring and evaluation, and we're also going to put it particularly at corporate level, particularly SOEs and also other national development plans, because in simple terms, you cannot have progress in any institution, you cannot have progress in government, you cannot have progress in academia without tracking, without measurement, and also without understanding why are you moving. Are you moving at what rate? You cannot just say you are driving a car because you are inside. What if the car is on the reverse? What if the car is on neutral? Yeah, that's why there's a tool called monitoring and evaluation. And it's a fancy word, particularly to those who are in academia. Everybody's talking about M&E, but what is really M&E and what is really the importance of monitoring and evaluation in national development? And in this concept should also be asked to say, has it been done before? What were some of the progress? Because when you look at the records, when you look at the statistics, you'll be able to understand that some of the challenges and the problems that the country is experiencing, some of the challenges and problems that the NGOs have been experiencing, some of the challenges and problems that faith-based institutions have been experiencing, you can trace them even 20 years ago. You have similarity of plans. You have similarity of documents. You have similarity of documents, but progress is very difficult to find. Then the question is that what mechanism and.
Great news! Impact just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just $36 Namibian a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
With either a non-alcoholic Heineken, Savannah, Vintook Original, or Vintook Lemon, let's cheers to connecting. To moments shared and good vibes, anytime, anywhere. Grab one of our great tasting non-alcoholic beers or ciders. Easy to connect, easy to enjoy. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Yeah, we are moving forward. We are moving forward with the business and economic segment. And today, our conversation is at the aspect of monitoring and evaluation. Maybe what is a simple definition of monitoring and evaluation? This concept called monitoring and evaluation, to put it in practice, is monitoring and evaluation always have to go hand in hand with planning. Always have to go hand in hand with planning. We are always hearing these beautiful words to say, no, the institution, particularly SOEs, I like comparing SOEs in Namibia, South Africa, and also Zimbabwe. There's always this thing to say, there are guidelines and there are state statutes that are guiding the operations of, you know, state-owned enterprises, for example. And above all, the guiding principle or the guiding document in Namibia of the operation of SOEs, state-owned enterprises. Some people can define them as prostatals or, you know, or government businesses. There is something that is called PEGA Act, Public Enterprise and Governance Act of 2019, which was amended. And that is a guiding framework of, you know, the operations of SOEs in Namibia. And also, when you look at South Africa, they also have a guiding framework of operation of SOEs. But what is very interesting is that one of the requirements is that have, you know, up-to-date financial statement and also integrated strategic plan. Now, with a strategic plan, a lot of people have spoken about this, where to say in why people need a strategic plan and what is the necessity of it and why are we always having a strategic plan every day. You know, in Namibia, we are very good at planning, at drafting, and at presenting those, you know, strategic plans. But the question that you are asking yourself is that, for example, Air Namibia was going down, was there no any strategic plan? That's a question that we need to ask ourselves. And the other question that we need to ask ourselves is that, when Air Namibia was being bailed out for quite some time, was there any, no strategic plan? When, you know, for example, there's an institution such as NIDA, when it was, you know, it existed for around 7 years now. And, you know, there have been a lot of hope, actually, from, you know, the government and people, too. When the institution did not make any profit for over 6 years, was there no any strategic plan? And the risk can go. And you can also, we can also pose that question to public sector and also to NGO, because you know, in most cases we corner one institution, one sector over other. But when you speak about NGO, what is the platform of Namibian NGO? Was there no any other just ask this yourself this question: what was the previous you know, umbrella body of NGOs in Namibia? When this institution did not find the light of the day as we are speaking now, was there no any other strategic plan? When we come to that, you know, is that who track the progress of what was planned? Who track the progress of what was planned? And that is where the concept of monitoring and evaluation come in, to say who was monitoring and also evaluating the progress of you know, that of that strategic plan. To take you to the content of why are we saying what we are saying, why are we doing what we are doing, go to you know, the study which was done, and it's quite a very interesting study too, and it will never go out of date until we improve. What the study was done by African Peer Review Mechanism, especially that study which was done on policy coherence in Africa, some of the African countries. The same institutions which also gave a study in 2022. In 2025, they, you know, they brought about you know, the results of the study, which titled Policy Coherence Report, written on policy coherence. That one stated that in monitoring what is planned by countries in Africa, where Namibia was a case study, South Africa was also a case study, Kenya, and Ghana was also a case study. This institution was monitoring to say, in terms of African continental agenda, integrating this with national priorities, what are some of the key, what are some of the, you know, key implementing tools that these countries are doing? Now, the outcome was not surprising, has always been there. To say number one is policy coherence, number two, uncoordinated, uncoordinated efforts between institutions, and also lack of or poor policy monitoring and evaluation. Now, what is this word of monitoring and evaluation? What was happening yesterday when the Minister of Finance stood in front of or stood at August House, what she was reporting on is on the progress to say, yes, it's 106 billion Namibian dollars budget. Yes, there were priorities. There were, you know, money prioritized to different institutions. But due to the situation on the ground, due to the continuation of global economic downturn, this is what is going to be done. That is another form of monitoring and evaluation to see for us to reach where we are. Let us stop the car and also check to say, is this car, why this car is moving at 60 kilometer per hour, even if it's at gear 5? Why it's making funny sounds, even if it's at that? Does it need service that we need to repair the tire, the wheels? What do we need to do? Because if you just continue driving, you end up even going to a destination that you do not want. That's why today we are saying, let us go back and reflect and also bring about this discussion to say, how do we trace our progress? And the concept of monitoring and evaluation as tracking of progress and assess performance of an institution can also be directed to you to say everybody has a plan. You may not want to say it, but when you are at your institution, one day you want to become an ED. When you are at at the public sector, one day you want to be an ED of your ministry, but you're not saying it to anyone. But how are you going to trace your progress? How are you going to know that you are moving? Are you moving backward, or are you moving you are at a slow pace, or you are not moving at all? Because the aspect of monitoring and evaluation is an assessment. It can be internal assessment, it can be institutional assessment. Now, what are the tools that are used in monitoring and evaluation? It's a simple term to, it's a simple thing to take a document and also to compare with the results that you have, to say, why am I targeting? For example, we have a financial transformation sector strategy by BON to say by 2035, 95% of Namibians will have access to former financial, you know, we have former financial institution in their principles, and also targeting of, you know, financial inclusion. But we can come to the question also, and also ask to say, when you reach there, or before you reach there, if you are targeting 95% of Namibians, at what rate are you moving? After one year, where are you? Are you at 10%, or are you still at 5%, or you are still at the talking stage? That's why there is this thing of you know, 100 days at the office. When a president comes, it's an international standard to say 100 days at the office of a president. It can also happen to CEOs to say, what happened to you within 100 days? Did you find your balance? Are you moving, or you need an assistance? Because what is very clear when you come to monitoring and evaluation, and also when it comes to monitoring and evaluation in Africa, in Namibia in particular, what is very important is that monitoring and evaluation does not mean is you are finding problems within that document that you have set, or doesn't also not mean that your aim is only to find what you are not doing well. It's also to test your pace. It could be that you are doing a M&E, and while you are there, you are doing very well. Now the question is that where do we learn this monitoring and evaluation? How many courses that we have in Namibian academic institutions that are focusing on M&E? How many of them is this course prioritized? How many monitoring and evaluation experts that we have? We are not talking about people who did M&E as a module. We are speaking about expert in monitoring and evaluation. Could it be that is not a reason that it's a reason that we are far from reality of realization of what we have planned and what we are getting out? Could it be that the reason? Could it be the reason that, every year, there is Auditor General's report, which are not favorable, but people continue doing the same thing? Could it be the case? Could it be the reason that, there's a lot of money being lost, in Namibia without any trace? Could it be because of lack of strong monitoring and evaluation tools? Because we need to address these issues, and we need to address it agently, because it's the only way that our so beautiful dreams, our so beautiful plan and blueprint that any other plan is attached to, which is NDP 6, is there on the table. But how are we going to reach where we want to get? Yeah, I was attending the Minister of International Relations and Trade strategic plan launched today, and I was reading at the 2025-2030 strategic plan, which is quite very interesting.
Großartige Neuigkeiten. Imba ist jetzt noch besser geworden. Wir haben brandneue Funktionen hinzugefügt, um dein Erlebnis noch reibungsloser, schneller und leistungsstärker zu machen als je zuvor. Bereit, das volle Potenzial von Imba freizuschalten? Erhalte alle exklusiven Funktionen für nur 36 Namibia-Dollar pro Monat oder spare noch mehr mit unserem speziellen Abonnementplänen. 5% Rabatt bei einem 3-Monats-Abonnement, 10% Rabatt bei einem 6-Monats-Abonnement oder 25% Rabatt bei einem 12-Monats-Abonnement. Wähle den Plan, der am besten zu dir passt, und genieße alles, was Imba zu bieten hat, zu einem unschlagbaren Preis. Imba, where the world congregates. Lade es herunter und abonniere noch heute.
Happy Juju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chami, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook and all that.
Serious, what's the time now?
Wait, it's almost 1800 hours! I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Shombe from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yeah, now beyond tracking progress against the goals of the strategic plan, against the goals of action plan, and also against the goal of that, program plan. The other key function is also identification of risk and implementation gaps. In our development aspirations, we always have money budgeted. We always have identified institutions, but we always have different results. Now, the question has always been to say, is it the person who is releasing the money? Is it the person who is providing leadership? Is it the person between, or is it the driver who are supposed to take those products to the people that they need? Ask yourself this question. Why do we have we have a well-established government? And the other time, Minister Sankwasa was very angry about people not being given water. Where is the gap in national development? Have you ever asked yourself the question, especially those who sit in a strategic executive position, those who do the planning, have you ever asked yourself to say, why so very beautiful plans end up achieving less than 40% or 50% of what is intended? What impact does that have to people who believe in that vision? I want you to take time and go to any ministry, go to any corporate institution that you are very familiar with. Take their documents with their permission, legally actually, especially those who have blueprint to say, we are an institution, we are striving to achieve A, B, C, and D. And this is our goals, this is our aspirations, this is our objectives, this is what we want to do in the next 5 years. Interestingly, looking at those plans, you may also be able to look at what is that that this institution want to achieve in 1 year, in 2 years. Then the question you're asking yourself is that, go back, this plan was built based on what? I always have doubt, especially with those who draft based on or those who are trusted with drafting of this plan based on merit, because in most cases what is being planned is out of touch with reality, because nobody can come and check that. Now, what is risk of implementation gaps? What are the risks of implementation gaps, and how should they be addressed? And when should monitoring and evaluation happen? Because if you want to see that it is necessary, if you want to see that it's necessary, take time. Take any retired counselor. And I'm talking about counselors because next month is elections of local authority and regional counselor. Take any retired counselor, whether she or he has been there for 5 or 10 years or 20 years, and you're asking to say, man, I want you to take me through at least about things that you wanted to do to your people, and things that you have done for your people. What were some of the challenges? One of the things that they tell you, no, I have a very good plan, you know, but we know we do not have a budget sometimes, or there were this drought, and I also did this and did that and did that. Now the question is that, who was making sure that you are at the right place, at the right place, you're also traveling at a good pace? Who was monitoring you? What was your tool that was guiding you in implementing what you said you were going to implement? Because if there are no tools that are guiding you, if you do not sit down and say, man, I wanted to build 20 toilets within my constituency. This was a plan. This was the funders I was going to speak to. This was the budget I was going to get from the government. These were the kids I was supposed to take to school. And this is what I have told people. And this is the plan that we have. Now I'm in November, but not even a material to build what I said. I end up, building a completely different structure, not even what was wanted by the people that I have promised to do that. Now the question is that, how are you going to identify risk in implementation gaps? And we can take this up until to a national level. To say, why are we always debating about good policy or implementation? Why are you debating? Why can't we debate about what was supposed to be done? How do you fill that gap? You can't fill that gap with a magic a magic, you know, pill. You can't do that. But you need to go and study. Use the right tools. Sometimes you don't need a sophisticated professor of statistics, professor of governance to come and do monitoring and evaluation. It's you to sit down to say, guys, these are objectives. What happened? This was our long-term objective. This was, you know, our programs which were supporting that strategic plan. And these were the people who were given opportunity and were also entrusted or charged with that responsibility to make sure that they have achieved that of which, you know, was planned. What happened? Where is the problem, colleagues? Where is the problem? Because a very beautiful country like Namibia with a 44.4% of youth unemployment is a scary thing. A very beautiful country like Namibia with international attention and an attractor of international investors, which gave us top one in Africa in 2025 and the second in the world. And it's also the same country with more than 30% in absolute poverty. It's not correct. It's not correct at all. And the same beautiful country with good aspiration, with which is the second producer of uranium, which has many diamonds, it is worthy of mineral resources, but is still not able to add value to its resources. What could be the problem? The pronunciation is there. It's like there is always this thing to say, no, the heart wants, but the body is weak. How do we fix the body, which is weak? You can fix the body when you do monitoring and evaluation. There's always this thing to say, no, I want to do it, but the body is weak. How can we fix it? And we should continue ask ourselves this question. What is the relationship between what we are pronouncing and what we are reaching? Look at clothes that we are wearing. Where are they made of? Where are they made from? Are you really telling me that Namibia we cannot make our clothes? The watches that you are wearing, the bottle that you are carrying, you know, the pen that you are using to write, the phones that we are using, the food we are eating. You'll be even surprised that it could be 1 month you only ate 1% of the food which were produced from your country. Is that not a scary thing? And with monitoring and evaluation, especially when you are speaking about monitoring and evaluation in this sector, I want those who are in the field of agriculture to take a study. And it's not a study from a negative point. Because when I was reading at the midterm budget review speech from our finance minister, I've only seen three green schemes there. Which progress was presented? What about others? Because if the communication was, they were about 100% operational, with what were they operating on? Even if it one, if they produce one potato, we need that. What can we do about that? Because that is monitoring and evaluation. And I was actually very happy to see that our finance minister was so so creative, and also those who brought about this report were so creative enough to say, we are also bringing you what we said we were going to do. But the question that I want our MP to ask is also that you gave us three. What about others? What about others? You only gave us 30%. What about others? What is the progress? Who is tracking the progress of other green schemes in Namibia? Because if we answer that question, then it's going to be more easier for us to move forward. It's the same thing with the curriculum. Curriculum has always been at the center of a discussion. Namibian curriculum, especially the it's not new anymore, especially the one which brought the A-level and many other new creative, beautiful things. The question is that what is the contribution of that curriculum to its intended purpose? How many monitoring and evaluation, experts were put there to monitor the progress of curriculum? What are the gaps in that curriculum? And I think, like what Kanjago was discussing, I think it's also high time now to come to the conversation and also to come to the point to say, anybody at the university who is doing a postgraduate, for example, your research should not just be a research of completion. Should be a research of solving a problem. If you are in education, don't just study for the sake of completing. Study something for the sake of solving a problem. Find gaps in those new things which are happening. Now, somebody, and guys, it's not right. It's not right at all. I was watching a video which was created by AI, and I also could not differentiate. You know, AI is so creative enough. You know, we like things, ne? But this thing will also disrupt the way we do business at home. The video that is out there, especially which was declared as fake, is so scary. Now, it's also teaching us to say, are we really ready for full utilization of AI? Do we have AI policies in Namibia? Are we ready to use that? Do we also understand artificial intelligence? Because this question, we may be able to answer it on the ground that are we able to detect between what is correct and what is fake? Especially, you know, the video which is out there, especially with the head of state and manipulating the spokesperson, can manipulate the voice, the posture and all these things. And scamming people. We may be able to come to the point to say, no, let us study these new things which are coming in. Let us monitor it. How do we use new things? One of the callers today at Early Morning Scoop gave an indication to say, no, Namibians, we like things. It's actually true. You are speaking about the 5th, the 6th, the 10th industrial revolution. You are also, when you don't even complete number 2. How do we move at an understandable pace while we are also protecting ourselves from risk? How do we do risk assessment? What is the level of our risk assessment? Yeah, and the other thing, monitoring and evaluation was, stated. You know, the documents of monitoring and evaluation are indicating that it's a progress of it. It's contribute to accountability and learning. Sometimes studying your progress does not necessarily mean that it's a negative thing. It's also an aspect of, looking at an accountability. Who should be held accountable for that? How accountable are you? And also learning. Because in this world, you cannot say, I assisted you with development within this constituency or within this town, where you are not speaking about numbers. You cannot say that. And I also want to point it out there, especially when you look at, I think was it 2022, there was a policy review of the city of Windhoek youth policy. Do we even know that Windhoek is a city of Namibia has a youth policy? How many of young people know about the youth policy of city of Windhoek? Go and ask for it and read about it. Look at what it's striving to achieve. And also look at the previous report. I'm confident it's 2022. Yeah, it's 2022. Look at the feedback of that report. Where is it now? How is the situation of young people in the city of Windhoek? And what are some of the what was learned from the previous recommendation which were done? Oh, it's just for the sake of formality. Did those who conducted a review understood the aim of it? Was those recommendations used? I'm not telling you the recommendation. I just want you to get an opportunity and go to the state of Windhoek and many other, go to the Department of Youth. then you ask to say, no, where is that policy that was reviewed? Where are some of the, what are some of the recommendations? Or is it just a cycle for married? But yeah, it's 47 minutes past the hour of 1800 hours. And we are listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And you can engage us in the studio at 083-288-401-083-288-401 so that you can air your view, ask your question, do constructive criticism, and also give your opinion. Because it could be that you are the person who has experience in that field. It also could be that you are a person who understood better. Could be that you are an M&E expert, or it could be that you involve yourself in policy planning, you sit at the board, you are a strategic leader, and it's quite a very good title to say, no, he's a strategic executive. What's strategic about, what's so strategic about the work that you do? Because if you are strategic, you are supposed to be the foresight of that institution and look ahead. And looking ahead is not only looking ahead in terms of planning, and also in terms of assisting those who are under you, especially if you are a strategic executive, to make sure that those who are under you are also moving toward that direction, which is the vision of that institution, the vision of that ministry, the vision of that agency, and the vision of that country. Because you have a vision, you have a plan, you don't have implementers, don't have a driver, there is a gap, nobody can fix that car. Is a car in neutral? If Namibia was a bus, what kind of bus could it be? At what, speed are we moving into? And also, what are some of the challenges that, are limiting the bus of beautiful Namibia to reach Vision 2030? The drivers are always there. The map is also there. The resources are also there. There is, although it's not enough, PADCOS is also there. But is it the mechanic issue? Is it the driver issue? Is it the passengers which are disturbing the driver? Or are the passengers who do not understand? Just to put Namibia at the scale of a bus traveling toward vision, a destination called Vision 2030. At what speed are we running into that? And is the bus in good condition? Do we need to stop at the service station? Do we need to stop at the garage so that we can put the different wheels? But in that sector, the main question we are asking is that at what level are we monitoring and evaluating the progress of what we put out there? So let us look at commercial break. Then we can continue engaging, and also to look at what do we need to do from here. What do we need to do from here? Because it also has to trust with personal level and also moving to a bigger picture. So,
want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Tune in to the Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal. Scandal. Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Happy Juju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chambi, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook, and all that.
Serious, what's the time now?
Wait, it's almost 1800 hours! Mm. I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic segment with David Shombe from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade, and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM, the eye.
We are continuing with the business and economic segment, and we are speaking about monitoring and evaluation, the importance of monitoring and evaluation in national development. And we are giving an example to say if Namibia was a bus moving toward a destination. Let's give an example to say Namibia is a bus with the passengers of, 3 million passengers in that bus, and the driver is our head of state. And we are moving toward a destination called Vision 2030. Now, maybe you may want to ask yourself to say, if we were at that, we are giving example of that, at what speed are we moving toward Vision 2030? If it was a bus, what model of a bus is it? It's you to ask that question. And at what speed are we moving in? At what condition is that bus? Do we need to stop at a gas station? Do we have enough resources inside? What is the, you know, because do you know that the mood of passengers, you know that if passengers are hungry, if passengers are not feeling well, if passengers, they want to go and use the restroom, you need to make sure that you give them time and express their views. You need to make sure that you also understand them, because if the passengers within that bus are not happy, which happiness is a quality of life and it's a fundamental need of a human being. If the passengers are not happy, that bus will not reach its destination at the understandable time. We have seen this, when you travel to the north, it's quite very beautiful, especially traveling in a bus. There's this one say, no, I'm going where. There's this one who, have a different mood, but it's up to those who are within that bus to make sure that there is order, to make sure that the driver is not disturbed. The driver is focused. But what are we missing? We miss the tool of monitoring and evaluation. And monitoring and evaluation in this juncture could be like a mechanic who just do a checkup. Now, if Namibia was a bus, our monitoring and evaluation, what kind of a mechanic is that? Is that a mechanic with a degree in engineering, or is just under the tree who can just come and add trouble to the problem? Is that mechanic the under the tree guy? And I'm sorry to say this, I'm giving an example. I am not saying those who are fixing cars under the tree, they do not know. I'm giving an example. Is that mechanic under the tree guy, or is that mechanic a professional mechanic who have experience and who also can give you a mechanical opinion that can assist you to fix your bus and move to the right destination? Now, this in simple terms is saying that the monitoring and evaluation tool that we are using, the National Planning Commission that we have, which is a very beautiful institution, so it's charged with the responsibility of planning and also tracking progress of, OMAS. What tool of analysis are they using? The academia, what strength do they have? And I think it should be done to say every OMAS, offices, ministries, and agents of government, they must promote research and development. The budget of research and development, when you invest in the research, you are not only investing in academic research, you are investing in the research to solve problems. You are investing in things such as M&E. Because in other developed countries, compare with the first world, a graduate researcher, those were supposed to be the first entry to many institutions, because their job, they are young, they are new, we are coming from university, they look for data, they are given different projects, they track, and also they analyze those data. Then it will be very easier to make decisions and also to see the problems. So, yeah, that is it, especially when it coming to where we want to move in, because remember, the destination is not only Vision 2030. There's also a destination of Sandek Strategic Indicative Plan, and the bigger destination of, reaching African Agenda 2063. And if we are traveling at 20 kilometers per hour with a bus which does not have a very clear vision, or with a bus which does not have a speedometer, how are we going to reach the first destination, which is Vision 2030? We can only going to reach that if we appoint somebody, a good mechanic, and that good mechanic that we need to appoint is monitoring and evaluation to assist us. The strength that we need to put in strength in investing in monitoring and evaluation. And what was stated by the minister is a very good thing. However, we want to see that when they study the progress of green schemes, did they only study the progress of three green schemes, or the other data are still coming? Maybe somebody should ask that question to say, are the data still coming, or that is it? Because we spoke about because there are more than 10 green schemes the last time I checked. But where are the other data? Even if he's producing one apple, even if producing one grape, when he's producing one chicken or one feather, we want to see that, because it's the only way we are going to improve. So, dear listeners, we come to the end of our conversation. And I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Uncle Fly with Omtuma team to, take you through the evening. But for me, David Shombe, bye-bye for now, and have a good night.
Happy Juju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chami, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook, and all that.
Serious, what's the time now?
Wait, it's almost 1800 hours! I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Shombe from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade, and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM, the eye.